Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, March 20th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill.
Oh, all right, here we go. Our weather today, turning mostly cloudy, a little bit of sunshine this morning. High today only at about 27 degrees. In fact, this morning some places in the area were below zero with a wind chill. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a health alert due to an increase in domestic and global measles cases. Year to date, the CDC confirmed there were 58 reports of measles cases since in the United States, 54 of them being linked to international travel. In comparison, there were no cases in 2023. CDC explained most 2024 cases were among children aged 12 months or older who had not received measles, mumps, rubella, or the MMR vaccine. Well, the University of North Dakota will be hosting the 55th annual UND Writers Conference today through Friday online and at the Memorial Union Building on campus. This year's conference, themed Horizons of Knowledge, was co-directed by UND's professor Crystal Albert and assistant professor Patrick Henry, who have been involved with the conference since 2010 and 2018, respectively. Now, Henry will be stepping up as the conference's co-director for this year's 55th conference, while Albert's will be stepping down to focus on other projects moving forward. City of Grand Forks, Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office, All True Health System, and Safe Kids Grand Forks are doing their part to keep kids from being poisoned by unused and expired medications. Yesterday, for a couple of hours, they collected 124 pounds of unused and expired medications and needles during a medication take-back event. Karma Hansen, coordinator for Safe Kids Grand Forks, says 66 people drove through the drop-off area. Hansen says drugs may be also dropped off 24/7 with UND police, All True Pharmacies, and the Grand Forks Law Enforcement Center. On a side note, UND police gathered 50 pounds, Grand Forks Sheriff Department bagged 44 pounds, and the Grand Forks Police Department getting 30 pounds. Going to take a little break. Let's hear from River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Here we go. I forgot I got to read this one. Hey, make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination in the River Mall at East Grand Forks. Love the place. You can dine right inside the movie memorabilia-packed restaurant, the Shire, or you can take your meal to a movie you're attending. Now, some of this week's featured attractions: Arthur the King, Cabrini, Knox Goes Away, Imaginary, Love Lies Bleeding, Kung Fu Panda 4, Dune Part 2, Wonka, Ordinary Angels, Bob Marley, One Love. In fact, you can find complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Hey, don't forget about Tuesday $5 movie specials all day long. $5.50 senior matinee specials on Wednesdays and Thursdays. River Cinema, now with the big luxury recliners and expanded concessions, and they are serving adult beverages. Family owned and operated, too. Check them out, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. While satisfying your sweet tooth with chocolate's getting more expensive, a recent report from Wells Fargo found that dwindling supply around the world is causing cocoa prices to skyrocket. Part of those supply issues have to do with climate, including tree diseases brought on by heavier rainfall. Now, cocoa tree farmers in West Africa also dealing with dry temps and extreme winds from this year's El Nino. Price of cocoa has more than doubled in the last year. And finally, in sports, Minnesota scored 3 unanswered second-period goals. Filip Gustavsson made 27 saves in a win at Anaheim. Ryan Harmon had a goal and an assist, while John Merrill, Kirill Kaprizov, and Jacob Lucchini also scored for Minnesota. Gustavsson earned his third shutout out of the season as the Wild improved to 6-0-2 over the past 8 games, 15-1-0 in their past 16 matchups against Anaheim. John Gibson made 28 saves for Anaheim, which has lost 7 straight, the longest active skid in the NHL. He's been outscored 35-7 in that stretch. Wild, by the way, play the LA Kings tonight at 9. NBA shorthanded Minnesota Timberwolves lost to the buzzer to the Denver Nuggets 115-112 last night. The two teams were tied for second in the Western Conference. And finally, Major League Baseball spring training game today as the Minnesota Twins playing the Detroit Tigers. First pitch is at 12:05. That's your morning update brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes to an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You're usually in and out of there in about 15 minutes. While you're getting your oil change, you're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, cabin air filter. You get discounts for fleets, you get discounts in the military, and then you text and email invoices and coupons. If you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll take $10 off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. Tell you what, it's Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. Find them at 3325 South 38th Street. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, robotics are big. And today at 11, we talk with Nathan Blair and a bunch of others with the East Grand Forks robotic team as they get ready for the World Championships. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities are great. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.